Not too many years ago, creating new jobs was the major economic focus for the Chippewa Valley. Today, the tide has turned, and the greatest economic issue in the region today is a shortage of qualified workers in a number of areas. That worker shortage is among a number of issues that local leaders will be bringing to Madison February 25th at the annual Chippewa Valley Rally, and we'll talk about those issues today on the West Side. Good morning, I'm Dean Kallenbach, and our guests today on the West Side are three members of the Chippewa Valley Rally contingent that will be traveling to Madison later this month. Scott Rogers, the Governmental Affairs and Workforce Director for the Eau Claire Area Chamber of Commerce, is here. Scott Rogers, welcome.
Thank you for having us.
We also have Amy Forcier-Pabst. She's the president of the Chippewa Falls Chamber of Commerce and executive vice president of member experience at Royal Credit Union. Amy Forcier-Pabst, welcome.
Thank you.
And also with us today, Melissa Jansen. She's a financial education supervisor at Royal Credit Union and a member of the Eau Claire County Board of Supervisors. Melissa Jansen, good to have you along.
Thank you. Excited to be here.
So what issues would you like the Chippewa Valley Rally delegates to bring to the legislature? Call us at 800-228-5615. That's 800-228-5615 to join our conversation today. So before we get into some of the issues that will be addressed, I'd like to spend a little time talking about this concept of a large number of individuals from the Chippewa Valley descending on Madison for a day. Scott Rogers, it's year 26 for the Chippewa Valley Rally. What will it look like?
Well, that's right, Dean. And we've been doing this for quite a while, but every year is a little bit different. But we think we've honed the process a little bit. The real reason we do it, and then I'll get into how it works, is that if you think about the population of the state, most of it is concentrated in southern Wisconsin or the eastern part of the state. And there are important economic issues to our part of the state. So 26 years ago, the Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and Menominee Chambers got together and said, let's go to Madison for the day, take some regular people, our business people, some of our community leaders, and let's talk to them about the issues that are important to us. So this year, it's on Tuesday, February 25th. We expect to have about somewhere around 100 total people going. And what we do there is we get some briefings on the issues. We have a set of issues we've looked at that we're going to be talking about today. And then we break into teams of three or four people. And while we're in the Capitol, each of those teams visits five different legislative offices. So we try to visit a majority of the legislators who are serving in Madison, not just ours, but those from other parts of the state, and we have an opportunity to talk to them about those economic issues.
Now, the three chambers involved, I know, often will have local legislators come in and talk to them about the issues. But in this case, you're trying to hit them all.
Right. Our legislators will be there, and they help us put it together. They encourage their colleagues to come or to accept the appointments from us. But this way, we can talk to somebody from Madison or Appleton or Milwaukee or another part of the state and say, here are the important issues of the Chippewa Valley that the state's involved in. And a lot of them are issues that are common across the state, and it adds weight to those arguments as well.
Do you feel, Scott Rogers, that are there some past examples where the education that the Chippewa Valley Rally invested in may have paid off in areas where you got some support from legislators in other parts of the state where you might not otherwise have done so?
Absolutely. And one of the more recent ones, although it's been a few years now, is the Confluence Project. And that was really, again, we go to the state to talk about what is the state going to do here. And that wasn't entirely a state-funded project. In fact, the commitments that local organizations, local governments made to that project helped put it across the finish line. But the state funding of part of it was a very important component of being able to put that project together. And now we can go back and say, here's how it's turned out and some of the benefits. And over the years, there have been things like the 53 bypass and others that have been local issues. They have statewide or regional importance, and we'd be able to point back at them. And I do want to point out that we don't just go with our hand out and ask for things. We go and say, here's where the state's role is, and give thanks for the positives that have come from state government as well.
Amy Forcier-Pabst, the Chippewa Valley Rally is a joint effort of the Chippewa Falls Chamber of Commerce, where you're president, as well as the Menominee Chamber of Commerce and the Eau Claire Area Chamber of Commerce. How important is that alliance when it comes to taking these issues to legislators?
Oh, absolutely. That alliance is so critical for all of the chambers. I think, again, it's a unique opportunity for us to be very collaborative. I think each one of those regions are still experiencing the same type of issues, whether it be in Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, or Menominee. So like Scott had said, the alliance has been very powerful and very collaborative over the years, and I continue for us in the future that we'll always be able to have that collaborative spirit and let Madison know what's most important to the Chippewa Valley.
So, Melissa Jansen, you're new to the Chippewa Valley Rally this year. What encouraged you to sign up this time?
I just think it's such a great way to bring people together. It's going to be people from all different businesses across our community and really getting out there and sharing the issues that are most important to us in our area. The issues, like Scott said, that we're dealing with aren't things that are unique just to the Chippewa Valley area. They're things that can have a positive impact on the state as a whole. So by going down there and having this force of people talking, we're not only making a difference in our area, but we could be making a big difference across the state.
Our topic today is the Chippewa Valley Rally. It's coming up February 25th. We're out ahead of it a little bit, but wanted to give you a chance to hear what some of the issues are that they plan to bring and maybe have some input on some of the issues they bring. If you'd like to join the conversation, 800-228-5615 is the number for you to call, 800-228-5615. Top issue this year for the Chippewa Valley Rally, the challenges surrounding the worker shortage in western Wisconsin. I touched on a little bit in our introduction. Amy Forcier-Pabst, how did this issue make the top of the list?
Oh, I think it's an issue that's been on our radar for quite some time. I think any business, it's always the top of conversation. And I think between the chambers and even as organizations, we're constantly trying to figure how do we really overcome that hurdle of retaining and attracting that top talent. And so I think this is a topic that, again, I can't emphasize that enough. It's just always on the radar, and we're trying to be very creative and coming up with ways to let them know that we need that talent here in this area.
Now, Scott Rogers, your job with the Eau Claire Area Chamber of Commerce is to manage workforce issues as well as governmental affairs. So this year's Chippewa Valley Rally plays into both of those responsibilities. What message are you hoping to convey to legislators as it relates to the worker shortage?
It would be a couple things. One, I mentioned thank you before, and we do want to talk about the things the state is doing that are helping, that are working, because it's a multi-pronged effort. So the state has been involved in some talent attraction and retention efforts through the WEDC, the Economic Development Corporation. We want to celebrate those, show appreciation that they're continuing to do it. There are programs to overcome barriers for people that need to improve their life or overcome problems, whether it's disabilities or a past, perhaps a criminal record, and also to make sure that we have the training to elevate people from lower-level jobs into the skilled jobs that we have such shortages of. So some of it is to celebrate those things, but there are some specific remedies that we want to see the state undertake and to expand. And so part of the message is these are the things that need to be done, and we hope that you'll work on those.
The concept of apprenticeships is hundreds of years old, but seems to be surging as a way to strengthen the workforce. I know that's a part of the conversation that's going to be taking place at the Chippewa Valley Rally. Melissa Jansen, you supervise these student workers at Royal Credit Union. How do apprenticeships and internships work at RCU?
So how they work, it's a partnership through the Youth Apprentice Program, which is a partnership with the Eau Claire Area School District. And so we hire on students. We will start interviewing for next year this April. So if you know any students out there that are interested in getting involved in the program, that will be coming up very soon. But the students are hired and they work at the in-school credit union branches. So we actually have a credit union branch at both North and Memorial High School. Each one is open 2 days a week. So the students work there and they are kind of the boots on the ground for financial education for their peers. We offer financial services there, so if students need to deposit their paychecks. But what's really neat about the program is it's not just that in-school credit union branch. These students are full-fledged Royal Credit Union team members, and they work in our branches in the community. And so if you've been at one of the branches, you've likely been served by one of our student team members. And we don't treat them any differently than we do any other team member. And so it really is a great first work experience for these students because they are in that professional environment.
One reason that some businesses shy away from internships is that return on investment concern. You sink hours into training someone, is only going to be with you for a short time, and then you have to start over again. Amy Forcier-Pabst, are Chippewa Valley businesses, particularly some of the smaller businesses in the area, are they willing to invest in apprenticeships and internships, and can they afford to do that?
Well, I think we are seeing some investments out there, but is the opportunity greater? Absolutely. I just attended a community conversation in Chippewa Falls on Saturday where we met with the schools, and it was so critical about the apprenticeships and bringing the value and the return on investment for those businesses. It's our community. It's our success. There's a lot of talent in those students, and so we need to be able to bring more information out and gather and kind of rally the community out there for businesses, whether they be large or small, to participate in this. I think our return on investment and showing what they can do and stay here is really what we want them to do in the Chippewa Valley, too. So I think there's an effort that will go into effect, and I think that will be more information to come.
Scott Rogers, what are you hoping for from the state when it comes to these student and early career training programs?
Well, there's really three types of programs that we emphasize. One, the one Melissa talked about, is youth apprenticeship. That's high school. There's a state grant program that comes along that for the schools that helps them put those programs together and make them possible. There's also the college internships, so UW-Eau Claire, UW-Stout, Chippewa Valley Technical College. All of those have situations where they can have students who are in a course of study work at an employer. In fact, at the Chamber, we actually have five interns that work at the Chamber, and two of them are UWC political science students who help us actually plan the rally and make the appointments and put things together as well. The other is the what we call registered apprenticeship. So that would be in areas like plumbing and carpentry and others where they work for, that's the one you sort of think of as a traditional type of apprenticeship.
More in the trades area.
In the trades area. And where the state comes in is the state has things that foster all of those. So part of it's to celebrate things like the youth apprenticeship. The state actually just started a more aggressive program to help connect small employers with opportunities to use the UW system. There's a local effort also as well called UWIN for the universities, as well as TechStart for the technical colleges, that's done through our Momentum West regional economic organization. But there are additional things the state can do. It can make sure the funding is there to continue to grow these programs. Right now, the youth apprenticeship program, there are what has been identified as 16 career clusters, but only 11 of them are qualified for youth apprenticeship right now. So there's others like education, public safety, some other public service ones that we'd like to see added. And so we talk about those kinds of things as well.
We're talking about the Chippewa Valley Rally coming up later this month on the 25th of February. Voice you just heard was Scott Rogers. He's the Governmental Affairs and Workforce Director for the Eau Claire Area Chamber of Commerce. Also with us today, Melissa Jansen, Financial Education Supervisor for Royal Credit Union of Eau Claire, and Amy Forcier-Pabst, the Chair of the Chippewa Falls Chamber of Commerce. Are the issues being brought to Madison by the Chippewa Valley Rally participants ones you want them to talk about? Do you have an example in your own situation of where the workforce might not be available to keep your business going? Or are you someone looking for employment who wonders where all these jobs are? What do you think about the concept of sending everyone to Madison for one day? Does it do any good? Share your part of the conversation at 800-228-5615. That's 800-228-5615. I'm Dean Kallenbach. It's The West Side on the Ideas Network. Today on the West Side, we're talking about the Chippewa Valley Rally and the issues that are big for the Chippewa Valley Rally. The biggest issue being workforce development, the need, the worker shortage in western Wisconsin. And our guests today are Scott Rogers, Governmental Affairs and Workforce Director for the Eau Claire Area Chamber of Commerce, Amy Forcier-Pabst, the Chair of the Chippewa Falls Chamber of Commerce, and Melissa Jansen, Financial Education Supervisor for Royal Credit Union in Eau Claire. Let's go to the phones now. The number again to call, 800-228-5615. And we welcome Vern from Boyd. Vern, go ahead. You're on the West Side.
Well, I'm on the finger. As for Eau Claire County, I'll be blunt. I'll get on the subject. The supervisor said they have no concern for us out here because our vote does not count. Now, I used to know a guy that was on Chippewa County, Eau Claire County Board. And on the 7 Mile Creek landfill, that thing was not built properly, but I'll get off of that. We have went from an industrialized nation to a financial computerized nation. We build, we don't have engineers that know how to design stuff. And we can take our vehicles, for instance. We can take aircraft, for instance. And my son out here started a business in Eau Claire County, in right eastern Eau Claire County. Eau Claire County fought him tooth and nail. He's one of the smartest agricultural repairmen in five states. He's got like 99% in mathematics, and he went to Standing Board School. I taught him the fundamentals of mechanics, and he learned on his own. His business is thriving now. But they did everything they could do. They wouldn't even put a culvert in. They wouldn't let him put in two culverts, which he needed for the heavy equipment to get onto his place out here in the township of Wilson, where it is, where the poor people live. And he didn't get educated by some bureaucrat in Madison. He got educated on himself. You know, he took courses from the companies that he's running. He sold his finished equipment because it's built better than in the United States. And vocational school sold its machine tools, its machine shops, and all this stuff way back in the 80s. They defunded, you know, everybody's into computers. That's a lost cause. And for what it's worth now, there's a book called The Home Wreckers. Everybody needs to read it. It tells you the American dream is gone. Because Supreme Court says profit comes before anything else. So we outsourced our industrial system. Eau Claire County has no interest in anything other than financial thing and bureaucrats. And then one last point. My relative needed rental assistance. The Bernier and the rest of them, they got nothing done. You know who did it? She wrote a letter to Mr. Trump. He got it done.
So, Vern, a number of issues there. But one that came out that relates to the conversation today in particular, which he was saying that the obstacles his son hit as is developing a business were not on the state government level, but on the local government level, on the county level. Scott Rogers, are the efforts of the chambers dealing with local government as well when it comes to this sort of thing?
We're really interested in all levels of government, whether it's something happening in Washington, D.C., whether it's in Madison, whether it's at the courthouse, whether it's the city hall. And we try to represent the business community as best we can on those things. One thing that might be worth commenting on, though, is among the issues we're bringing to the Chippewa Valley Rally is the return on investment in public education and the things that our institutions have done here locally to adjust to what the needs of the community are. And we've talked about the UW system some, but Chippewa Valley Technical College actually has sort of run counter-cyclical to a lot of times when the economy overall is doing well and there aren't a lot of high unemployment, the technical college enrollment will drop. And in their case, they've really listened to the business community. They've worked with the school districts, and they've been very creative in helping students who are already in high school get college credit. And also, really, their manufacturing area and some of their trades like welding and so forth, those enrollment has grown there. They are helping industry fill some of the positions that they're trying to get filled. So manufacturing actually is strong in Wisconsin. It's one of the areas that it pays very well. And with advanced manufacturing, it's been a challenge for them to fill the positions. And so those are some of the kinds of things that we talk about at the rally.
Let's move to another call. This is Pat from Shatek. Pat, welcome to the West Side.
Hi. The question that I have for you today is about, I'm concerned about the plight of the farmers of the Chippewa Valley. I would like to know if there's representation for farmers at the Chippewa Valley Rally, how they will be represented and who's going to represent them. And I'll take my answer off the air. Thank you.
Scott Rogers, you want to jump on that one?
We are interested in all kinds of business. We have our own committees at the chambers that deal with agricultural issues. And so a lot of the business that support agriculture are involved in this. And if there's a state government solution for the rally, that's primarily where we look at that. I know a lot of the issues right now with agriculture are at the federal level, and we have been concerned about things like tariffs and some of the government policies on things like agricultural support. So those are the kinds of issues we watch. There are some issues that are just now emerging to look at things like the dairy industry, and the governor has just called a special session. I know the legislature is looking at that. That is all very fresh. And so we don't have a specific perspective on those because they're still being worked on. But those are the kinds of issues we do pay attention to.
And if there is someone who wishes to weigh in on that, we gave them the phone number that they could let you folks know, and that may be an opportunity to add something to the agenda as well.
Right. And I do know that in the state budget and some of the more recent actions of the state, they have added some things like a dairy research area and some specific actions to try to help the agricultural industry. But it looks like, you know, what's just coming up here soon will be the bulk of the work the state will be doing.
I want to step back to this, the concept of the role of public education. Amy Forcier-Paps, in your observation, both in your work as an executive vice president at Royal Credit Union, but also as president of the Chippewa Falls Chamber of Commerce, what's the role public education plays in efforts to strengthening the workforce in the Chippewa Valley?
Oh, I think it's critical that they do. We want to make sure that they are giving them the skills and the knowledge and even the basic financial information that students need to take out when they go out onto education. So I think, again, it's that collaborative effort, and I think that's where the community is very important to actually partner and make sure that they're having that communication, whether it's the technical college, the universities, or the high schools, is that we're constantly identifying if there's a new need and talent or behaviors or other things that are work-related. There's that constant conversations that's going on, and together we're working on those efforts to improve.
School funding issues have been one of the biggest issues that we cover in the legislature over the past decade at least. Vice President Mike Pence was just in Madison last week to support school choice, and opponents of school choice don't like the fact that public funding goes to private schools through vouchers. Now, the Chippewa Valley Rally is encouraging more investment in public schools for workforce development. So, Scott Rogers, with that in mind, has the Chamber Alliance taken a position on school choice?
We have not. What we do tend to do is take positions on issues that there's a wide consensus on what the direction should be, and I think it would be safe to say that that is an issue that there are a lot of strong opinions on both sides. I will say that in regard to funding for education, too, the way the legislature works, our state government, is the year after an election is when they do the state budget, which would have been 2019. But they do meet for 2 years, and so we're into the second year of the budget cycle. So most of the decisions about how much money is going to be spent were made last year, and actually we're there to show appreciation for a couple things. One is the increase in funding that both the legislature and the governor agreed that should take place for K-12 in particular, but also the UW system and the technical college system. And then one of our big issue last year was the new science and health sciences building at UW-Eau Claire to replace Phillips Hall, which is important not only to improve over a current building that is out of date, but because of the partnership with Mayo Clinic Health System and the things that it's going to be able to do, and this gets into agriculture as well, for rural health, that the fact that the first phase of funding was approved in the current state budget last year is one of the things that we want to thank legislators for.
With the divided government we have now, the governor being a Democrat, both parties, both branches of the legislature having Republican majorities, we saw it in the budget process last year. We're seeing it again where the budget has the governor has put forth a number of specific proposals he would like to see. The response from the legislative leadership has been less than enthusiastic. We talked a little bit about, you know, consensus. Is it difficult in this day and age to find consensus within the Chamber of Commerce on these political issues? And Amy Forcier-Paps, you deal with your chamber in Chippewa Falls. Is that a difficult thing to find issues you agree on?
Between the chambers, is that what?
I'm thinking even within your own chamber is that, or as you work to put together these issues for the Chippewa Valley Rally?
I don't think so. I think even with our alliance meetings, I think it's what's most important and what really relevance does that bring to the community or the subject that we're actually working on. And I think, again, when you put those alliance of that chamber together, those are leaders that become doers and the changers. And so I think I have not experienced anything. Scott, I don't know if you do, but if there was something, I think we would certainly work that out.
Do you speak to, at the Chippewa Valley Rally, do you speak to specific legislation that may be contentious as far as something you see that, hey, this would really work for us?
There have been things that are a heavy lift, and they might be controversial across the political spectrum or across the state. So we talked to some of the past things like the Confluence Project. That was a very, very difficult thing to get done politically. In that case, though, we had consensus among our local delegation. Both our Republicans and our Democrats in the legislature worked very hard within their caucuses to help create statewide support for that. One that took a long time to get done, I used to joke that, so I've been involved in the Chippewa Valley. I was a business person for 11 years as an attendee, and then for the last six, I've been a staff member at the chamber. And I used to say for 10 years we didn't change what we wrote about transportation funding because they just never did anything about it. And so this year, actually, very contentious issue over the years, but with a split government or shared government or whatever you want to call it, they actually got some improvement in transportation funding done in the last budget. And so we thank them for that as well. So that was not a non-controversy issue, but I will say that among the chambers, there was a consensus on it.
Yeah, I mean, statewide, that was an issue where you had a Republican governor, a Republican majority in both houses of the legislature, and they couldn't agree on transportation funding. I want to shift back to education and training a little bit. Melissa Jansen, are there specific industries where these state-supported training activities need to target, where there's really a shortage?
I mean, I think one of the things that we're witnessing is workforce shortage all around in all of the different areas. And so I think that investment in all areas is really important and should be a very high priority.
Scott Rogers, you mentioned, touched on this a little bit. How involved are the technical colleges and universities here in western Wisconsin as it relates to the Chippewa Valley Rally and the issues you're talking about?
They're all involved. Obviously, we give them input on what we think they need to be working on, as well as they provide us information we can use as we put the issues together for the rally. And so they're involved enough in that, for instance, both, in fact, Catherine Frank, the incoming chancellor for Stout, is going to attend the rally. She won't actually have officially started her position yet. Chancellor James Smith will be there from UW-Eau Claire. And we do work with them and ensure that we have common interest on some things. And they are involved in that. And then we have feedback. One of the things that sometimes people are frustrated with is the transferability of credits from one institution to another. And one of the things we're going to thank legislators for is that there was a bill signed this fall that mandates the technical college system and the UW system to meet some specific goals in terms of more transferability of credits.
Why is that so important?
Well, if you think about it, if you start at one institution and you decide you want to change your course of study and go to another, you want to be able your credit, a publicly supported institution, you went to two different universities or a technical college and a university, you want your if you feel like you learned a particular subject, you'd like that to transfer. Now, I realize it's a more complicated issue than that, and there's a lot of background that has to happen to make sure that they're the same. But I think as a public, I have a right to expect them to work on that. And so we've been pleased to see that they're doing it. And some of them have gone beyond that. And I think we've been fortunate in our area, the three university system schools, River Falls, Stout, and Eau Claire, as well as CVTC, have been very innovative and have really tried to work hard to make the right things happen for our regional economy.
The Chippewa Valley Rally takes place on February the 25th. A couple of busloads of folks from the west central Wisconsin area will be traveling to Madison to meet with legislators and staff to talk about the important issues. And one of the big important issues that's really the theme of this year's trip is the development of the workforce and a worker shortage here in western Wisconsin. Our guests are Scott Jansen of the Eau Claire Area Chamber of Commerce, Amy Forcier-Paps of the Chippewa Falls Chamber of Commerce, and Melissa Jansen of Royal Credit Union. Are you feeling the worker shortage here in western Wisconsin or dealing with any of the other issues being discussed by the contingent going to Madison for the Chippewa Valley Rally? Join the conversation at 800-228-5615. That's 800-228-5615. I'm Dean Kallenbach on the West Side. This is the Ideas Network. We're back talking about workforce development. We're talking about the worker shortage in western Wisconsin, and it's tied to our conversation with our three guests today who are all going to be participating in the Chippewa Valley Rally on February 25th as a group of people go down to Madison to talk about issues that are important to the Chippewa Valley. It's organized by the Chippewa Valley Chamber Alliance, which is an alliance of the Chambers of Commerce from the Eau Claire area, also Chippewa Falls and Menominee. Melissa Jansen is one of our guests. She works at Royal Credit Union, also a supervisor with the Eau Claire County Board of Supervisors. Melissa Jansen, you graduated from UW-Eau Claire a little more than 10 years ago. You took advantage of three internships while you were an undergrad. I know that because one of those internships was for me when I was on the board for the Eau Claire Regional Arts Council, and you helped us with the Jubilee concert or the Jubilee event. So talk a little bit about how those internships affected your readiness for the workplace.
Absolutely. So those internships really were an experience for me to go in to test out different careers that I was planning on pursuing. I was majoring in Spanish and political science and kind of going between nonprofit management and the political side of things. And so working with you on the Eau Claire Regional Arts Center Jubilee thing kind of gave me that nonprofit and that planning part of it. And then another internship that I did was I ran a Young Candidates Academy. So it was a training for young people who are interested in running for political office. So I got to see that. And so it was really great to kind of give me those hands-on skills that I needed and really get that firsthand experience of what these jobs would actually be like out in the real world. One of the things that I will say that came out of that is those are actually the reasons that brought me back to Eau Claire. After I graduated from UW-Eau Claire, I moved and taught in South America for 3 years. And I realized that I wanted to be closer to family and was kind of going between Minneapolis and returning back to Eau Claire. When I had left originally, I didn't think that Eau Claire was going to be the place that I wanted to come back to. But for some of the things that, you know, the chamber has talked about that they were working on, I saw the revitalization of Eau Claire's downtown, the development of the Confluence Project. And I knew that I had great community partners and community allies that I'd established through those internships that could help me to find a good career when I returned. So it was really, really fundamental in where I am today.
And I've been working in this market for a long time. Let's say decades. And this area of retaining and attracting, keeping our young people here or bringing in new young people was a major issue for many, many years. I'm sure it's still something of an issue, but Amy Forsier-Pabst, with the revitalization we've seen from the downtowns, really, for Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee, the three chambers involved in the Chippewa Valley Alliance, it seems to me that the tide has turned. I wonder if you feel that way as well, that it's become a more attractive place for people in their 20s and 30s to live and thrive.
Oh, absolutely. First of all, I think we have to say how exciting that is for both the revitalization for downtown Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire. It's just, it's fun to see for someone who grew up here and then to come back. It's phenomenal. And I think that really is from the passion of the people in the communities to make sure that we are, you know, it's a great place to work. We have a lot to offer here in the Chippewa Valley. One example I can share is we recently hired a chief lending officer at Royal Credit Union, and he had been in the metro area all of his life. He came back here, and getting to know the Chippewa Valley and the Eau Claire market and Chippewa Falls, he really said it was the best kept secret. You know, we offer so much between the Pablo Center now, you can see shows, you know, to the parks that we have in both of the areas, that there is so much to do here. And it's the pride and I think the passion of people really making sure that we continue to have that revitalization here.
Well, that idea of training young people to be more prepared for the workforce is great. But Scott Rogers, how do you retain that talent and keep them in Western Wisconsin, as opposed to going somewhere else to find their fortune? You know, is it fair to even expect that of people, that you're going to hang on to all of them?
Well, there's no one thing for any for everybody, because we see different things. We see people that who may now decide to not leave. You're going to see people who leave for a while and come back, like Melissa did, or we're going to have people who maybe even never heard of us, but then they read about us in the Chicago Tribune or see an article in a magazine and say, that sounds like an interesting community, or they come to a festival here or something, and they say, that's the kind of place I want to live. And so all of those things go into that. One of the most important, though, is the work-based learning, to have someone who is growing up here or comes here to go to college. Get them connected with a local employer, get them connected into the community, and if it's not the right thing for them, they can find that out as well. But to really discover all the opportunities they have here. And if it's whether it's the outdoors, whether it's the music, whether it's working for that company in the kind of atmosphere that our community provides, then we have a lot better chance of retaining or attracting those people. I just have to say, I was hearing you promote Spectrum West, and Bela Fleck and mm-hmm. Abigail Washburn are going to be playing at the RCU Theater at the Pablo Center. And some of the things we've been talking about today are that wouldn't exist without some of the community efforts and even the community-oriented organizations like RCU, because they'll be in the RCU Theater.
Yeah. For some people, there are barriers to employment. Those barriers range from medical issues to disabilities, in some cases maybe even incarceration. Amy Forcier-Paps, what is the Chippewa Valley Rally asking for to deal with some of those barriers as far as getting those people into the workforce where they're needed?
Well, I think it's identifying those gaps or those opportunities that we can improve better employment skills, giving them those with disability. How do we make that better for them? And I think there's a various different things that we're doing. And I think projects like the search, I think, was one, Scott. So I think that there's a lot of different things that we're looking at and making sure that we can find those gaps, and then having the employers also be able to incorporate those into their businesses.
As we look at that, though, is there a practical way, for instance, to uptrain inmates or uptrain people who are incarcerated? Is there something out there that can help us with that, Melissa Jansen?
So one of the things that Royal Credit Union currently does is we currently do financial education in different jails. So we have partnerships with Eau Claire, Barron, and Dunn County jails, as well as the Chippewa Valley Correctional Treatment Facility, which is a Department of Corrections partnership. And so we actually go in and work with incarcerated individuals. But I do think that there is a need for some additional training.
Is there like a bill out there that you know of where some of this is happening, or a state program, Scott Rogers?
There, I don't know if I can point to the specific numbers or any of those sorts of things, but there have been increasing efforts to do this. They have some portable job training programs now where they go to various prisons and do some specific things, and they need to expand those programs more. But it is important for the state to work and make sure it does create a pathway for someone who is coming out of incarceration to really be able to find employment, be able to find a place to live, and to get over some of those barriers, because we are finding out that those who are willing to change become very, very good employees. And there are some specific programs that have been working on that. There's some other awards that have celebrated some of those kinds of things. And so, and then there are things like the Department of Vocational Rehabilitation and others who do identify people with barriers and find ways to get them employed.
Amy Forcier-Paps of the Chippewa Falls Chamber of Commerce, Melissa Jansen of RCU, and the voice you just heard, Scott Rogers from the Eau Claire Area Chamber of Commerce, are with us today. We're talking about the Chippewa Valley Rally and the workforce development issues they plan to bring to the legislature on February 25th when they descend upon Madison. If you'd like to join the conversation, talk about worker shortage issues, workplace issues, or any issues that you think should be part of the Chippewa Valley Rally, we'd welcome you to give us a call at 800-228-5615. That's 800-228-5615. We do have one message from someone who said the three higher education institutes contribute much to enrich not only training opportunities, but contribute to the cultural development of the area as well. And Melissa Jansen, I'm guessing that that's not something you'd argue with.
No, not at all.
And you know, do you, you know, as a person who's returned, former UW-Eau Claire alum, you've returned to the area, you know, are you engaged at all with the universities, either Eau Claire, Stout, River Falls, the three that are kind of in our western Wisconsin area? Do you continue to connect with them in any way?
Absolutely. So both on personal and professional levels, I'm constantly collaborating with different organizations through the university, and also just really taking advantage of all of the great shows and offerings and things like that. There's always something to do in this area, and that's what's really special. There's never a night where you can't look up an activity, be it a play or a movie screening or a concert. And so it's something that we're very fortunate to have here.
One of the items that I saw listed on the paper regarding some of the issues you're going to be talking about regarded UW campus flexibility. And I just do wonder, how much that plays in and how much are the local universities pushing for that as much as the business community, Scott Rogers?
I think one of the things we wanted to look at is how can, as the business community, we always want government to function efficiently and effectively. And so there are several things that we talk to government about how they could do things a little bit better. We actually celebrate the fact that our tax ranking is improved as a state. We have actually, over the last few years, had people's, the share of your income that goes to state and local property taxes has fallen in Wisconsin, and that's a good thing. But one of the ways of being effective and efficient is giving the campuses some flexibility so that not everything has to go through a central place in Madison, but that they can make a lot of their own decisions about programs, about financing, buildings, that sort of thing. So we do talk about that when we come to the rally as well.
We've done a lot of shows in the past several months here on the West Side about the struggles of people in poverty in this economy that keep them from being successful in the workforce. We talked a little bit about barriers earlier, but Amy Forcier-Papps, what is the Chippewa Valley Rally asking for that can help in the areas of transportation and housing, access to the internet that can reinforce the workers' ability to get to a job and stay on the job?
Yeah, those are all critical parts, especially tying that into the talent. So we are asking to make sure just the transportation part, that continues, even the infrastructure of the roads, and giving opportunities out there to make sure that people can get to work, they have those capabilities of doing that. And I probably will maybe lean on Scott a little bit more to give more of that detail with that, but we're definitely going down there with more information to help.
Well, I think one of the things we've discovered is everything is interrelated.
Yeah.
And recently, in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, we've had a housing task force that has looked at housing shortages, and they really run across the entire spectrum. So other than maybe the highest value houses, people in the middle income areas, there's not enough inventory as our population grows. And in particular, there's some concerns at the lower levels of income and being able to afford because our supply is too low, that means prices go up. And so there are some issues like the federal housing tax credits. And even though that's a federal program, it's administered by a state agency. And so what can the state do to help make sure some of those credits are available here locally? And then actually making sure that particularly people trying to work their way out of poverty, that there is transit and other opportunities for them to get to work. And some of our systems are inadequate in those areas, and we need to be working on them.
I know there is a bill out there, Representative Emerson and Senator Smith have put out regarding some public transport. Are you addressing that bill or offering any sort of recommendation on that bill?
We don't have a specific on that. In the past 10 years ago, we were looking at that. That is more realistically, that's going to be something that would be considered next time in the next budget. But we do need to be looking at solutions like that.
Melissa Jansen, I know that housing security is a particular issue of interest to you as a county supervisor and as an individual. As you look at this agenda for the Chippewa Valley Rally, are you satisfied that there's enough in there? Or are there things that you'd like to see happen on the statewide level that would improve that situation?
Housing is something that is a big passion of mine, and it's because just like what Scott was saying, everything is interrelated. And so I think by working on these issues that we have here, we are going to be taking steps to address that. By working to increase workforce, we'll be taking steps to help with the housing issues. And so I think that we are doing it. But like Scott said, it is something that we can go back and we can readdress next year with that other thing. One of the things that is really positive that has been coming out of the housing is that our community has been coming together. There's been lots of different partnerships between businesses, community organizations and volunteers and local leaders. And so we are making progress in that area locally. And we can use what we've been doing locally at the state level in the future.
One of the big issues that always is a part of any time you're talking to people about what are issues that are important are taxes. Are there any particular tax-related focuses as it relates to government, state government spending or even local government spending that you think are important this time around, Scott Rogers?
Well, we're probably not going to see any specific bills in a non-budget year about changing the tax system, but it's the thing that you always have to be looking at and saying, so we have the overall good news that our tax burden is down and that it's a lower percentage of income, but we also know that particularly some of the local governments, because of the way their levy limits are structured based on past history or school funding formulas that were set many years ago and no longer are really current. So one of the things we're saying for the state government to be looking at is that those balances between state and local taxes and how some of those taxes are assessed or are used do need to be looked at, and we need to look at some of the squeezes that are affecting local governments.
So as we wrap up our conversation today, Scott Rogers, still room for people if they want to attend. And what are you looking for? I mean, what kind of qualifications do I have to have if I want to be go along in the Chippewa Valley Rally?
Well, we typically have mostly business people because it is put on by the Chambers of Commerce, as well as some we do have quite a few local officials come, some people from education. But anybody is welcome to attend. Naturally, we have put the issues together that are based on the important things economically for our region. And so if you do attend, we do ask that you support the specific issues. And if you're going to talk to a legislature about some other issue, do it at the reception or at lunch or at another time while you're in Madison. But it's also a great experience. If you've never been, it gives you a chance to interact with other people from throughout the region. When we go into a small group visit in a legislative office with three or four people, there'll be a leader who has been before and can kind of guide the discussion. We're also working to bring students along, and so we hope to have a student in every visit to be able to talk about an internship or an apprenticeship or some experience they're having and to help show how those benefits take place.
So if you're new to visiting a legislator, this would be like an apprenticeship.
It would be in many ways.
Keeping the theme alive. That's the voice of Scott Rogers. He's the Governmental Affairs and Workforce Director for the Eau Claire Area Chamber of Commerce. Amy Forcier Pabst also joined us today. She is the chair of the Chippewa Falls Chamber of Commerce and Executive Vice President for Member Experience at RCU. Melissa Jansen was with us as well. She's a Financial Education Supervisor for Royal Credit Union in Eau Claire and one of the best interns I ever had. So good to have you all with us today. Want to remind you that Mort Cypress was our on-air producer for today. Kate Spranger handled publicity for today's program. No West Side next week, but please avail yourself to that Republican primary debate Thursday morning at 10 on this station. As we heard from the two Democratic contenders for Congress in the 7th District last week, this week it's the Republican primary candidates. It's live and it's call-in. Your chance to hear from and question the candidates. That's Thursday at 10 on this station. 2 weeks from today, we're planning to give you an update on the findings of a task force that's been looking into racism on the UW-Eau Claire campus. I'm Dean Kallenbach. Thanks for joining us. This is the Ideas Network of the Wisconsin Public Radio.